Sandy Walker from the Chicagoland area.
God bless you. Welcome to the Master's Call. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. What a magnificent Monday morning this is, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together, for truly we serve an awesome God. And we thank each one of you, the Master Morning Call listeners, for dialing in this morning to the Master's Morning Call. We welcome each one of you with kingdom greetings. We thank you very much for taking the time to dial in and join us on the Master's Call. We'll take a few more shout-outs, and then we'll go ahead and start our call. So if you have not yet given your name and where you're calling from, if you would do so at this time.
We're muted out.
Okay, we're muted out. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Okay. Well, let me go ahead and get this call started. Once again, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Inglewood, California, and truly it is a pleasure for me to rise up at 5 o'clock a.m. and greet each one of you on the Master's Morning Call. For truly, when I get on this call, it ignites my whole day, and I thank God for this, the Master's Morning Call. And the scripture reference that we stand on for this call can be found in Psalms 88:13. Which says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." So truly, when we take our problems to the Lord, just trust and believe that he will surely work them out. The Master's Morning Call, you can call in on the Master's Morning Call Monday through Friday. It will be 5 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 7 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. And I just say, invite someone else to join us, for truly the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and the messages on this call will truly transform your life. So we bless each one of you. If you would like to visit our website, it is available for you 24/7. That website can be found at www.themastersmorningcall.com. www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And all of our calls from August the 25th of 2010 have been archived in order in that website. So you're welcome to go there at any time. If you would like to send in prayer requests, the prayer requests can be sent in to our email address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. So any prayer requests, any words of condolences for Dr. PK and her family can be sent to that email address. If you're interested in becoming a prayer intercessor on this line, we invite you to send your name to that email as well. At this time, I would like to ask for Ms. Robin if she would come to the phone right now and open us up in a word of prayer. Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Tiffany?
Loud and clear, my sister. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this day, Lord God, and we say thank you because, again, just as Tiffany has said, it truly is a day that you've made. And we are glad to be in it, and we are rejoicing because you are good, and you are greatly to be praised. And, Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, that the atmosphere is clear in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that there will not be any type of hindrances in Jesus' name. I thank you that the airways are open, and everyone will be able to hear the word of God coming from the mighty woman of God in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you that the word comes through with clarity and accuracy, Father God, because it's life-changing to each and every single one of us in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Lord God. Thank you for these blessed women of God hearing your voice, Lord, and moving forward with your plan and purpose for the Master's Call. Thank you for the founders of Artists International, Lord, the Diaz de Leon family. I thank you, Lord God, for the vision and the purpose that you've given them, and you surround them by men and women, Lord God, who are in unity with them and have the same vision and the same purpose. Bless the Platinums all the way down to the advisors. Father God, bless every person that is on this call, whether they're part of Artists or just on the call to hear, most importantly, the word that is coming forward. I thank you that they are blessed and highly favored. I thank you, Lord God, that their family members are blessed. I thank you, Lord God, that as we seek you according to your word in Matthew 6:33, seeking you first, your kingdom, your righteousness, your way of doing things, you said all of these other things will be added unto us. And, Lord God, thank you for the woman of God that's coming forward. I thank you that she's anointed. I thank you that she's victorious. I thank you that she's healthy. I thank you, Lord God, that she sold out to you, Lord God. I thank you for the word that you've already downloaded into her, Father God, and that she imparts it to us, Father. It will be planted on good ground, Lord, so we will go forward and continue the work of the Master. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my sister, for opening and clearing the airways for us to receive the Rhema word for God this morning. God bless you. So once again, we welcome each one of you to the Master's Morning Call, and we thank God for each of you for stopping by. If you are a member of Artist International, I would say make sure today that you tap into your back office to see what Artist has put on your table and have blessed you with. For truly, Artists International in this time and in this season are doing great things. The trainings this weekend were phenomenal. If you were not there, then I say try to find somebody who was there so that they could give you what they were able to learn and share with you this day. Also, the buy two, get one free promotion has been extended. So if you did not know, you know now. The buy two, get one free promotion has been extended to the 26th of July. So if you still need products, make sure you have to be a product of the product. So take advantage of that promotion. And if you're not a member of the Artist International family, then I do invite you to go back to the person who invited you to this call and find out truly what Artist International is about. For truly, Artist International is changing lives. So we bless God for Artist and its founders. We also bless God for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and also Dr. Jocelyn Henderson. We all know that Pastor P.K. Roberts, her husband, transitioned from this place into a greater place on last week. And the information can be found on Facebook, but I do know that the service, there will be a wake on Wednesday, July 27th in Colorado Springs, as well as the transitional service taking place on this Thursday, July the 28th, 2011 in Colorado Springs. And like I said, for additional information, you can find that information on Facebook, on Dr. P.K. Roberts' page, as well as Dr. Elijah Roberts' page. It's also posted on my page, and I'm sure Dr. Vanessa will have it posted on her page, too. So you could always send out an email if you would like that information to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com, and that information will be provided to you. So we welcome each one of you again to the Master's Morning Call. And at this time, it is a privilege and a pleasure for me to have the opportunity to bring to you my sister in Christ, a prophetic woman of God, a woman with a true, genuine spirit who I can see all the characteristics of God in. And she truly walks in the image and in the light of God. She walks in her purpose. She walks in the plan that he has for her, and she always has provision. So I thank God for her that she is a part of my life as well as a part of yours. And every Monday, she graces us with the presence of God. So at this time, I would like to bring to you Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Wow, who's that woman? Praise God. Thank you so much, my little evangelist, for just being such an awesome greeter for everybody on the call hosting us this morning. And I am just getting on the phone just a few minutes ago because I was talking to Dr. PK, and just she just sends her love. She's in great spirits for walking through this season of transition. And as Tiffany did say, Her information is on her webpage or Elisha, that's E-L-I-S-H-A, Roberts. You can go to his page. It'll be posted on mine that the wake is Wednesday. The homegoing ceremony in Colorado Springs is Thursday, and his homegoing celebration for his family in Georgia will be Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. in Stuvia, Georgia, and those details will be coming up soon. And she was so cute this morning because she's been on lockdown with everybody just loving her. She said, I had to put folks out the house. They were loving me just too much and just laughing and talking, saying there's an older mother who they had assigned to watch her. And she said, ooh, Ma Brown fell asleep, girl. I was sneaking in her pocket getting the phone so I could call you. So she was whispering and just knowing that God has it and has her and her family. So just keep them in prayer. But God is ministering the peace of God to her and the entire family. So I wanted to make sure I let you know that she does send her love. And wow, I was in Houston all weekend and Marie Preston's Elite Ladies of Expression Conference, and Dr. J rocked the house, y'all. She preached on Friday night and just blessed the people of God. Such an awesome beginning for Marie Preston. I tell you, out of all the things that went on there, I was so impressed. Many of you all know her testimony, how she tells everybody she was given a 40-year sentence and only served 10 years. But behind me, right behind the board members' table, was a table of all the ladies who served with her, and just listening to them tell their living testimony of how she blessed their lives. Man, that blessed me. So just an awesome time, and hats off to Marie. We love you. We thank you for including us in that celebration this past weekend. And just send your prayers to Dr. J, because I know she's recovering from just doing such a fantastic job. What I'd like to do in my time this morning is finish up our series that we started. And for you first-time listeners, I'm going to go really fast because I want to make sure I get to the third part. We've been talking about the WWW for Godly Success, the Holy Internet Highway to Victory, the WWW, like we know it is a World Wide Web, but in the realm of the Spirit these last couple of sessions, we've been talking about the Word, the Will, the Way, the WWW for Godly Success. And we've been talking first about how all three of these must be in agreement, must be congruent, must be all aligned for us to really be where God wants us to be. We know people who just give you the word and literally try to beat the hell out of you with the word, and they border just legalistic. And we have others who struggle to know the will of God, can't go to a scripture or a verse to see who to marry, what house to buy, what job to take, just the things, no chapter and verse for that. And we all want to be in the divine will of God. And we talked about with that before that there were nine ways, there were more than nine, but nine that we were highlighting the will of God. And I want to go over those briefly as I lead right into the most important also is the will. The nine ways that we discussed so that you know the perfect will of God. See, too many of us often are in the permissive will of God. What do you mean by that, Dr. Vanessa? It means you're in the ballpark. And for some of us, you may be on the field. But there's even fewer of us who are on the base that God has for us in that time, that season. Kind of like being in the outer court, the inner court, but wow, it's best to dwell in the Holy of Holies. And so the first that I talked about was being divinely directed desires, where God literally, as we love to say, downloads in your spirit his perfect will for your life. And perfect means mature in the Hebrew, the mature will of what he's desired for you. And we talked about how many times you'll be reading something or something will just grab your attention, and you'll know. In Psalms 37:4, God's word assures us that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us desires of our heart. And this scripture has a twofold application. And we talked about, first, it means that he'll give us what we want. And secondly, if we trust him, he'll prophetically give us his exact heart for us. Secondly, we talked about rhema. a scriptural illumination, and a rhema word, R-H-E-M-A, is a word birthed within our own spirit. Remember, inside of us is housed the human spirit, which is our will, emotions, conscience, but then the Holy Spirit, when you say, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes in, and it's up to us how much room we want to give him. If we give him just a little corner in the kingdom inside of our spirit, and then we're still telling the Holy Spirit what we want, then we haven't submitted totally. And when a rhema word is birthed, it's something that just arrests you spiritually, just arrests your heart. It jumps out at you. And you know, it was not on your radar. It wasn't on your mind. It wasn't in your feelings. It was a divine intervention. Thirdly, we talked about ways he makes sure you know his perfect will. Thirdly, God uses a prophet, a personal prophecy. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 10, the spirit of prophecy is in every believer. When we yield to it, we all know our brain's been on cruise control, then all of a sudden we'll say something and we're looking around like, well, where'd that come from? Because we know we were deaf in. And it literally is God just opens our mouth and speak. Then there's those of us like myself who walk in the office of a prophet out of Ephesians 4:11. And we literally are the mouthpiece of God and speak his heart and his will. And unfortunately for many of us, we're more familiar with psychics than we are with God-ordained prophets. But God will use the prophetic to tell you in what's upcoming, to warn you, to guide you, to correct you. We have so many examples in the Bible of that. Then we talk fourthly about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In verse 12, there are the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, and we talked about how the Holy Spirit can make known his specific will through his gifts, especially the revelation gifts of the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. And the word of knowledge was when God uses something in your past that he tells somebody in your present who should know. And the Sophia wisdom, just wisdom beyond our years, where we're getting into the meat of the word, the deep, calling out to deep. See, ministers and business people, like our artist family, we need desperately to know how to allow these gifts to make wise decisions in our ministries, just like parents need this gift to flow in them. Because there's no manual on how to raise children. A choice between right and wrong is not difficult when you're flowing in the gifts for a dedicated Christian. Getting up on this call we've talked about before is a clear sign of your dedication. But when the choice is between two right things, then that supernatural help is needed. We're talking this morning about the www for godly success, the holy internet highway to victory, the word, the will, the way. The fifth we talked about under sides of the will of God for our life, we said was the fruit of the Spirit. And we know that's Galatians 5, 22-23. It's funny how more people crave for the nine gifts of the Spirit, but we aren't as eager to flow in our life the nine fruit. And I'd rather see some healthy fruit, not the puny fruit where you don't have the love, the joy, the peace, the faith. See, that's the meat of the matter, because really the fruit is the character of God in our lives. And to be led by the Holy Spirit does not mean that we're led only by supernatural manifestations, but the fruits of the gifts are like two sides of the same coin, and both sides need to be in good shape for that coin to be spendable. But the Holy Spirit is never in competition with itself. Both the fruits and the gifts of the Spirit are the Spirit's activity in our lives. And I talk a lot about the fruit of peace. The peace of God is particularly important when we're talking about the fruit, because keeping your peace is vital. The enemy, the first thing he tries to do, which rouses us to get us out of position, is to steal our peace. And Christ also instructed us to let the peace of Christ rule, that is, to govern and direct our hearts. And that's in Colossians 3:15. So God's peace should override all confusion, get the drama queens out of your life, and all the doubt and indecision. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. If you want to know the specific will of God, Psalms 34:14, that 14th verse of Psalms 34 says, depart from evil, do good, seek peace, and pursue it. If you have the mind of Christ on the matter and are being led by the Spirit, you will find the right fruit within. But again, if you don't have them, then the green light, because remember we needed all three lights to be green, the word, the will, and the way. And with the green light of God's will, when it hasn't turned green, do nothing. Make no commitments or final decision until this light gives you the true green light of go-ahead. The sixth we talked about was a witness, a clearance, or restraint of the Holy Spirit. The witness, the clearance, or restraint of the Holy Spirit. To know and follow God's will for our lives, we have to be sensitive. Romans 8:16 talks about the bear witness with our spirit. You know, sometimes I hear people say, ooh, something told me, like something don't have a name. They're not Leroy or Roy. The something is your Holy Spirit. And if you want to give the green light of God's will to shine, then we must have a clearance in our spirit. And we should never, never, never ignore promptings or restraints from the Holy Spirit, because many of us have crashed straight into a wall of trauma and heartbreak because we overrode that witness. Slow down, get in God's presence, and get the rest of the story from Him. The seventh is wise counsel. Remember, one of the names of God is Counselor in Isaiah 9, verse 6. It reveals His nature and His character. We need to be around wise counsel. One of my favorite verses, I speak over myself every day in Proverbs 11:14, because I have so many responsibilities and different people pulling in me. He that hearketh unto wise counsel is wise. Where no counsel is, people fail. But in a multitude of counselors, they are established. In other words, there's safety when you get different views. See, some of us, if people don't say exactly what we want to say, and if they don't line up with us, we don't want to have them around. It's good to have people challenge us, because in a multitude of counsel, there'll be safety. The eighth was confirmation. God is going to confirm Himself. One of the best known principles for determining the will of God is the scriptural requirement that everything must be confirmed in the mouth of two or three witnesses before accepting it as a fact. In Deuteronomy 17:6, in Deuteronomy 19:5, and also in 2 Corinthians 13:1. The Holy Spirit is not schizophrenic. It's not going to be going in all kinds of crazy directions. You'll get a confirmation after a confirmation after a confirmation. In other words, God loves us so much, He's trying to make sure it's idiot-proof, that we don't even mess it up. As an engineer, when I went to Georgia Tech, we were taught so many ways to where it could only fit one way. So if people were trying to put it in that way, or do it this way, or go that way, you block them, you box them in, but they can only do the right way. And God loves us so much. Many times He makes us get a confirmation after confirmation. You got to want to miss God. And that is a way He makes clear His will when there's no scripture or exact verse to go to. And then nine was the unity. When more than one party is involved in a decision, agreement and unity among them is essential, like married folks. You don't have any business proceeding till both of you all are on the same page with the same mind and heart. When everyone is in the specific will of God, there'll be unity. And at this point, we can move in the confidence that it's His general will based on the word, and His specific will based on the confirmed rhema word. But again, there's one more light. In these 2 minutes, we're going to talk about the way, the way. The third green light is to do it God's way. The way of God includes His timing, His methods, and His necessary means to do it. His timing, because too many times we do a right thing at a wrong time. His method, we do a right time but a wrong way. And how to do it, the who, what, when, where, and how. But not always the why, because many times God doesn't tell us why, because He knows we would revolt. I often tell people, if I knew when I was an engineer, when God had set up for me in ministry and do it now, I think I would have gave Him every excuse. I'm a woman. Baptist women don't preach like that. Well, I don't know how to do that. You know, every excuse. But He doesn't tell us the why sometimes. He tells us to step out in faith. See, to possess the way, we need above all patience. That's not a cuss word, patience. We have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the prophetic promise, Hebrews 6, verse 12. Those of us with patience will eventually possess the promise. Let me say that again. Those of us with patience will eventually possess the problem. For some of us, you've been going the wrong way for 20 years. How come you can't give the Lord more than 2 weeks to turn it around and get you going back the right direction? God is saying, amen or oh me. See, sadly enough, most Christians are not even aware of this third traffic light, of this third ingredient of our holy internet highway as it relates to our walk with God. So many endeavors failed because they were not attempted according to God's way. There is always a way that seems right unto man, but they are the ways of death in Proverbs 14:12. God's ways are not our ways, for they are much higher than ours, as the heavens are above the earth. In Isaiah 55:9, see, when we wait on God, he'll give us his way, his mind, doing it his way. See, in conclusion, often God's word and will are much easier to determine than his way. The word can be determined by examining this book, the Bible, the will by personal experience of inward principles and confirmations. But the way is a time process. Yes, through a process of time that must be walked out day by day, experience by experience, because all the details that are rarely ever revealed ahead of time. It's like a car driving in the dead of night. Our headlights, our green lights, only give us about 3 feet ahead at a time. We can't usually see 20 feet, 100 feet, a mile up the road. That's where trust and faith come in. But as we keep driving, as we keep going, the way will be made plain and clear. We must get the strategy of God, doing the right thing at the right time. We really do have the will right, but we want to do it in the right way. And through prayer and meditation, we'll get it done his way. And then it'll already be blessed, because it'll always have his anointing on it already to destroy the yoke. So, again, get the word, get a scripture to back up what God is telling you to do, scriptures, so that you have a firm foundation. Because, see, we don't need to pray our opinion. Our opinion does never destroy a yoke. It's when you pray the word of God. When I teach people how to pray, when I'm working with my prophets in training, is prophesy the word, because the word is inherent with the delivering, life-changing power of God. Then get in his face to get his will on the matter. Get your emotions out of the way and stop being carnally led, but get the Spirit of the Lord on the matter. And then lastly, stay there till he gives you and rolls out the map on the way he wants it done. The WWW for godly success, the holy internet highway to victory, the word, the will, and the way. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare in our lives that we will have all of these lights be green in our lives. And where one has been out of line, God will get with you, stay with you, and dwell in your presence till we line up with your purpose, until your kingdom come and your will be done in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for the WWW, for godly success, the holy internet highway to victory. And if you are just coming in on that series that she just did, I invite you to go to the webpage, because she came out with that on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of last week, and she closed it out today. So we thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for setting our pathway in order this morning. At this time, I would like to ask for Minister Candy if she would come to the phone right now and close us out in a word of prayer.
Can you hear
Candy,
me?
Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Great. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for the Master's call. We thank you for Pastor Vanessa, and we thank you, Lord, for the message that we heard, and it was full of godly wisdom on your word, full of inspiration to do your will, and to do your will God's way. We thank you, Lord, for that. Father, we thank you for Matthew 16, which tells us that signs will follow those that believe, and in your word we shall cast out devils. We shall speak with new tongues. We shall take up serpents, and if we drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt us. Father God, you gave us the authority to use your name, Jesus. And you said, that which we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and that which we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So this morning, in the name of Jesus, I bind wicked principalities. I bind the power of darkness. I bind demonic spirits of this world. I bind and cast down evil spirits in high places and render them harmless and ineffective against your people. I speak to all infirmities. I speak to sickness and disease. I speak to abnormalities and depression. I speak to hopelessness and discouragement and command you to leave God's people. Your entry was illegal. You came through falsified fear and doubt, and you have no right to dwell in the body of Christ, which is God's temple. You must bow to the name of Jesus. I loose the healing blood of Jesus to flow through every vein and into every cell of the infected bodies and minds of every believer on this call and those represented on this call. Lord, I call upon your word to manifest in the body of every person on our prayer list, causing growth to disappear, all manner of diseases to dry up. I make a demand on organs and tissues. I make a demand on the bones and joints. I make a demand on hearts and blood. I make a demand on emotional disturbances to be restored and to line up with the word of God and function properly in Jesus' name. God, we thank you that you are a good God and there is no other like you. You and you alone are worthy of our praise. You are God no matter what. You are still God. Hallelujah. You sit high on the throne and you continually look low on our behalf. And your word is true. Romans 3rd chapter in the 3rd and 4th verse says, For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou might be justified in thy saying and might overcome when thou art judged. I plead the blood of Jesus over this ministry and every person who joins the Master's call. We thank you that your anointing is flowing and working in us and through us to accomplish your will, and you will forever be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray, and it is so. Back to you, Tiffany. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you very much, Minister Candy, for closing us out in a word of prayer. And to Robin, thank you, thank you, thank you for opening us up in prayer this morning and for covering our call. And to you, Dr. Vanessa, we bless you and we grace you, woman of God, and we thank you, thank you, thank you for being a turning point in our lives. To each of you, the Master Morning Call listeners, I decree and declare that this day you will be enriched, you will be enhanced, and you will be empowered as you accept your call to be a minister in the marketplace. Make this day the best day of your life, and may the peace of God rest upon each one of you. We love you. From the Master's Morning Call. God bless you until we meet again. Goodbye.